Blake, a really good hockey game played by your club tonight. Took a while to finally get one. Just what was it like on the bench when you had so many chances and you couldn't beat Lungos for so long?
Oh, I think that was it. You know, I don't think we felt like we were out of the game. I felt like, you know, we hit a lot of grade A chances, ones that we normally bury, and, you know, they got a pretty good guy in between the pipes. So if it was going to be one of those nights where he stole a game, it'd be frustrating. But, you know, our mindset going into the third was, you know, just try to throw everything at him, see if we can squeak one by him, get a little momentum.
How much of a sense of relief is it to get that power play then early in the third where the one does finally go in?
I mean, our power play is going to unfortunately have stretches where we don't score on three opportunities, you know, and I think after the first period we were 0-for-3 and we came in here and said if we get another one, let's just continue doing the exact same thing we've done all year. And, you know, I think that's the key to a good power play. Obviously, good players, guys with the ability to put the puck in the net, but just keep doing the same things over and over again. And, you know, we got rewarded.
Blake, when you consider you couldn't get the goals by him in the first period, you couldn't get them by him in overtime, just the perseverance to come away with the win?
Oh, we've given him a few away, so it's nice to kind of flip the script a little bit and, you know, steal one when we were coming from behind. So overall, you know, through the first two periods, it was 3-0 game, but we did a lot of really good things. You know, so like I said before, if their goalie was the difference tonight, frustrating, but, you know, you got to try to build off of some of those things, and, you know, we were able to capitalize in the third.
How were you 3-2. Able to do this yesterday after playing, you know, 24 hours ago, and you came out 40-something shots on goal? It seemed like you guys weren't tired or anything after last night.
We didn't have to travel, you know. Drove a bus about 25 minutes across the river. Those guys played last night. They had to travel, so there was no excuse coming into the game. Those guys were in the same boat we were. If anything, they were a little bit had more of an excuse. They had to travel. So, you know, I thought we, you know, you get a pretty emotional win last night. You're feeling good coming into the game today, and, you know, you're just excited to get back at it.